Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Ethnic studies, particularly Latino studies, can provoke a lot of debate. Do these courses exclude non-Latino kids? Do they set kids up to fail or to succeed? In reality, most American high schoolers don't ever take an ethnic studies class, despite evidence that kids, especially kids of color, benefit from learning the heritage and history of all Americans. Valerie Hamilton has more.
En la Kesh. Tú eres mi otro yo.
Ron Espiritu's ninth grade ethnic studies class starts with a different kind of Pledge of Allegiance. It follows the Mayan idea of En la Kesh, everyone is one.
Si te amo y respeto, if I love and respect you, me amo y respeto yo, I love and respect myself.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Here at Animo South Los Angeles High School, ethnic studies is a ninth grade requirement, just like science, English, or math.
When I came into ethnic studies, I was like, what is this? I never knew like Afro-Latinos like had a past that could actually be taught.
That's important because if we don't know where we came from, who are we?
That's Sylvia Hernandez, who just graduated, and Kayla Hicks, who finished ninth grade today. Arlinda Harris is a sophomore. She took the class last year.
One main thing about it that really surprised me was the thing about Christopher Columbus, how he didn't really find America. He basically took it. And that's what really made me, like, realize, like, why didn't we learn this in regular history?
Animo South LA is a charter school, and its ethnic studies requirement is an exception. According to the state's Department of Education, only 1 in 15 California high schools even offers an ethnic studies class. Only 1 in 400 students enrolled in one last year. That's despite the fact that more than half of California students are Latino, and almost three-quarters don't identify as white. Ninth grader Eduardo Marcos says something's missing.
The schools all over America really are leaving out a big chunk of history. I mean, American history isn't just white people from England. It's about the Africans that were also enslaved and the indigenous people that were also taken over and lost their land. Not a lot of schools really teach that.
So as Latino kids grow up, they just don't see themselves represented in the curriculum.
Christine Sleater is a Cal State professor who researches ethnic studies in U.S. schools.
They don't see their reality. They see a reality that is actually, as often the older they get, contradictory to the reality they know from their daily life, and mentally drop out, and then sometimes physically drop out.
I went to a high school that was almost 90% Latino. I never had a Latino studies course in my high school.
That's California State Assembly member Luis Alejo, Watsonville High School class of 92. He says he was a problem kid before he took his first Chicano studies class. That was in college. It turned his life around.
My emphasis became trying to help my community because that course opened my mind to the histories and struggles that I never had any knowledge of because it was never taught to me in my high school.
Alejo is trying to pass a law to change that. His measure wouldn't require schools to teach ethnic studies, but it would set up a state commission to develop curriculum. It's similar to a bill that passed and was vetoed 12 years ago. This time, it's likely to pass, but without funding.
The legislative process is very frustrating at times.
Even so, from a national perspective, it's a big step. In April, Texas's State Board of Education voted to develop ethnic studies textbooks, but didn't require schools to use them. And back in 2010, Arizona passed a law actually banning Mexican-American studies in Tucson. That case is before a federal appeals court. But there's another reason for the lack of ethnic studies classes. High school teacher Ron Espiritu.
If you look at so many years of a test-crazed education system, schools are always judged by their numbers.
Many schools focus on teaching to standardized tests that emphasize math and English. Class time spent on ethnic studies, the argument goes, is time that's not spent on other subjects kids need more.
I think the answer is that it doesn't have to be one or the other. It could be both.
Espiritu says his students aren't just learning about their heritage. They're learning how to think through topics that engage them.
It's also about literature. It's also about reading. It's also about writing. It's about critical thinking.
He says once kids connect to school, there's no telling how far they'll go. Animo South LA is a case in point. Its dropout rate is less than half of the district average. Lourdes Vaca is going to the University of California, Irvine, in the fall. She says ethnic studies set her on that path.
It gave me a sense of, like, belonging, and I didn't feel so alienated. So I like felt like I had more to do and say and more to achieve to prove myself.
So we'll start on three. Ready? One.
It's the last day of school and the last day ninth grade ethnic studies will do their unity clap. As part of a final project, this year's class made pop-up dioramas about topics they studied. Luz Castro got so excited about them, she did three. One commemorated the East L.A. high school walkouts of 1968, where students demanded respect, better education, and the inclusion of Mexican-American history.
It inspired me because we're also high school students, so it's like you don't have to be a certain age to make a change. You could be whatever age to make a change in your education because it matters.
Luz says she's going to take more ethnic studies classes next year. This year, she got an A. For Latino USA, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Los Angeles.